The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
And this is The Hard Shoulder, Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. Now, lots of you, I know, jetting off on your holidays, maybe for a week, 10 days, maybe more. Others are simply worried about their potted plants because the weather is so hot and sticky at the moment. So whether you're worried they will shrivel under your very nose or they might do it in your absence while you're off in Spain, Portugal or anywhere else, Erin Thomas has some great advice. She is from Hopeless Botanics. Erin, you're very welcome.
Thanks so much for
having studio.
Me.
Let's talk about preparation first. Before you go on holidays or before the thing starts to wither as you're watching it in this weather, what should people be doing?
Okay, so if you have a little bit of time on your hands and you're all organized, suitcases are packed and everything, you could show your plants maybe a little bit of extra love before you go. Just things like wiping down the leaves with a soft cloth will clear away dust, which kind of deters pests and things like that. Snip off any foliage that's kind of brown, yellow, funky looking, a bit weird.
Okay.
Just get rid of it. Give them a little going over, a little glow up before you go. That'd be the first thing I would do.
Why snip off the shriveled up stuff? I kind of think if I showed enough love, maybe the stuff will unshrivel.
No, that's
not how it works.
Going to happen, Kieran. Maybe this is where we're going wrong
gosh,
here
with
your plant deaths. No, you might as well get rid of it, right? Like anything like that really just attracts pests. It attracts dusts and pests love that kind of environment to live in. So just get rid of it. Tidy it up. You know, anything that's sitting on top of the soil as well, you might as well just get it gone.
And what about...
It's not going to come back from the dead.
You know when what they say about athletes, because we were just talking about the All-Ireland final and how hot it's going to be as well on Sunday. And I'm sure they'll be told, you've got to drink loads now in the next few days in the lead up to the match. They'll all be told, pre-hydration.
Yeah.
How much did you pre-hydrate your plants?
You can give them a really, really good soak, definitely. It's so hot right now that it really will, the soil will dry out. So what I would do is fill up, like use your bath or your sink, depending on how many plants you have and the size of them, and either hose them down in the shower. You can soak them absolutely thoroughly. They'll be grand.
Oh, really? Because, you know, some people kind of worry about overwatering.
Yeah, but like you just don't, this time of year, excuse me, it's so hot. The soil will dry out. I wouldn't really advise doing that in the winter time because we don't have much light and it takes much longer for the soil to dry out in the winter. But in the summertime, especially this time of year, they're in active growth phase. You should be getting loads of new growth on your plants.
Oh, gosh.
And things like that. And a good hose down is fine every once in a while in your shower. It cleans the leaves. It just clears out the soil. And then the main thing to prevent overwatering is don't let them sit in a pool of water afterwards.
Really?
Just let it run through. Yeah.
Oh, because I've seen people, and I'm not sure if it's worked. I've only seen this beforehand. Maybe the after pictures are awful. People leaving it in a kind of a bucket with some water while they go on holidays. This idea that it'll slowly soak it up.
Yeah, like, look, moderation is everything in that. What you're doing there is that if it's submerged for a really, really prolonged amount of time, you're kind of suffocating the roots. They can't breathe as such. So what I would do is fill up my sink, put in a few inches of water and soak them for a good few hours until the top of the soil feels nice and damp and the pot is heavy. You know, you should pick up the nursery pot and it should feel like there's a good bit of weight in it, even if it's a small plant. That way, you know, it's drank it up.
All right. What about then where to put them? Say if you are heading away for a time, they're going to be in the house. Are there
particular... Get them away from the windows.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So especially if we're lucky enough to have some scorchy days now, get them away from the windows. And the reason being is that you want to slow the pace at which the soil is drying out, you know. So if they're in the shade, there's not as much photosynthesis and all that stuff happening. Pull the curtains, pull them away from the shade. And if you like, you could gather them all together in the same spot.
Just put them in a dark press. Is that a bit too far?
Are you trying to torture them or what?
Yeah. I think that's a no.
Like, look, you could if you want to, if that's what you're thinking. Like a kitchen table or somewhere like in your bathroom or somewhere that there's not a huge amount of light. Look, they'll be absolutely fine in the shade for a week or two. It'll be fine. What happens is the growth will be much slower and things like that. But it's better than having them in a window and get scorched to death in our lovely 30 degree heat next week.
And, you know, I know if I'm abandoning my children for any length of time, if I just leave a bit of food for them, they'll generally be all right. They'll still be there when I get back.
Just don't put them in a cupboard.
Yeah, I try not to leave them in direct sunlight or in cupboards either. What about plant food?
Personally, I like to give them a lot of feed in the summertime. Like whenever I see new growth, I'll add a bit of feed to the watering can. But if I'm going on holidays, I probably won't bother, to be honest.
All right.
I probably just leave it off, really. Yeah.
Because there's not going to be huge growth anyway if you're leaving them in the shade.
Yeah, you might as well just leave it.
And what about how long will you get away with that for? Like if you're going off, you get away with that for a week, would you?
Definitely for a week.
What about the high rollers out there?
You could push it to 2 weeks.
Right.
I know, yeah. I would say if you're going for longer than 10 days to 2 weeks, with large plants, I would use something like a water bubble or a plastic bottle turned upside down in the soil. That can be really helpful. Or with small plants, you could do a MacGyver-like sort of a wick, you know, like a rag or a torn up t-shirt.
That would slowly
stuck into
them.
The soil and into a bowl of water. Yeah.
Oh, and that would slowly soak it up and drip into.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very clever.
If you're lucky enough to be gone for that long.
If they're small and portable, should you just really give them to someone else maybe?
Yeah, just burden them with your own problem. Yeah.
Yeah, I do that with my kids as
there
well.
There you go.
Then before I let you go, people have come back. The plants have survived, but looking a bit worse for wear. At what point do you just chuck them in the brown bin?
Give them a big soak in your sink for hours and hours and hours.
Okay.
And you might literally see them raised from the dead, possibly, fingers crossed.
But cut off those brown bits. They're not coming back.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Okay. Great advice, Erin. Yeah. I will endeavour to follow some of it. Erin Thomas from Hopeless Botanics. Erin,
thanks a million
for popping into us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.